Recorded Books and RB Digital present Anna of Cleve, The Princess in the Portrait by Alison Weir, narrated by Rosalind Landor. Part 1. Princess of Cleve. Chapter 1. 1530. Anna peered through the window of the gatehouse, watching the chariot trundling through below, enjoying the rich sensuousness of the new silk gown she was wearing, and conscious of her parents' expectations of her. At 14, she should have learned all the domestic graces, and to impress their guests with her virtues. Every summer, Vater, or Duke Johann III, as his subjects knew him, brought his wife and children here to the Schwanenburg, the great palace that towered on a steep, rocky hill, dominating the mighty River Rhine and the fair city of Cleve. Joining them today for a short visit were Uncle Otto von Weilich, the genial lord of Genep, and Tante Elizabeth, who never let anyone forget that she was the granddaughter of Duke Johann I. With them would be Otto, Uncle's bastard son. For all the reputation of the court of Cleve for moral probity, bastards were not unwelcome there. Anna's paternal grandfather, Duke Johann II, had had 63 of them. Not for nothing had he been nicknamed the Childmaker. He had died when Anna was 6, so her memories of him were vague, yet the living testimony to his prodigious fertility was all around her at court and in the great houses of Cleve. It seemed she was related to nearly everyone in the united duchies and counties of Cleve, Mark, Jülich, Berg, Ravensburg.